all about her, her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio, starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
Well, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and Michelle King Robeson's on the road today. We're going to talk about healthy fast foods. Yeah, you heard me right. Healthy fast foods? Is it really humanly possible to eat a healthy fast food? My answer is, heck yeah. And we have Chef Abby Gelman, our wonderful regular chef, on to help us understand what are some of these healthy fast foods. Is it possible to be able to access these and understand how to integrate them into our busy lives? You better believe it. Chef Abby's been absolutely integral to helping us understand all things health and well-being. Her website is Culinary Nutrition Cuisine. She is a culinary nutritionist, a registered dietitian, as well as a chef. I call that a win-win. Right, Chef Abby?
Absolutely.
All right. So, healthy fast foods. Where do we begin?
That's a big question. Well, when I was thinking about this, I tried to think of the types of healthy fast food out there, or the fast food chains that actually serve whole foods. So to my mind, things like a Starbucks or a Panera or places where you can actually go in and see a piece of whole fruit or an actual piece of chicken or something that looks like it does in nature. So that's where my head is when I'm thinking about healthy fast food, staying away from the science fair projects and trying to go to places that are convenient and quick, but also offer you can buy a bag of dried fruit and nuts at a place like Starbucks, or you can get an egg white sandwich and a side salad type of thing at Dunkin' Donuts. Wendy's sells baked potatoes, these kinds of things.
What if I just want to make something that I could take on the run? Got any ideas?
Oh, yeah. Then we can talk. It's really,
well, of course, you're a chef. I'm sure you're up to your ovaries in recipes here.
So,
come on, for everybody, not just the Julia Childs out there who like to kind of hang out in the kitchen, but, folk like me who are sort of breezing through the kitchen on my way to back-to-back meetings.
Well, I find that a blender is a great thing. You throw some yogurt or kefir and some frozen fruit and some greens and maybe a handful of nuts into a blender, and you have a smoothie. And you can walk out the door, totally fine. You can have a piece of toast with nut butter and apple on it, or I also suggest that you keep hard-boiled eggs in your fridge all the time. Those are great for morning time or snacks.
I personally have some issues with bread and toast and things like this. And so what I like to use instead are Wasa crackers
the
big thick crackers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yep.
And maybe make like a little mini PBJ, with one of those, because, of course, the nut butters are amazing. Or how about putting some nut butter simply on a piece of fruit? Bananas and apples are my favorite.
Or hummus. Hummus works great with that as well, fruit or vegetables. Absolutely.
And actually, you could score now hummus and little whole wheat bagel kind of pieces over at Starbucks and a lot of those kinds of places where you can use that on the run. And they also tend to have baby carrots, which are one of my favorite things to dip into hummus, which is just full of what, Abby? What does hummus have that we love?
Hummus is full of protein.
Hello.
We love lean
Absolutely.
Protein.
Hello, protein. And why do we like protein so much? Because protein and fiber together kill carb cravings. You heard me. Write that down. Everyone out there in Her Radio Land, protein and fiber. So, it could be your grilled chicken on a bed of greens. What else could it be, Chef Abby?
Oh, yeah. Any kind of grain, like a whole grain, quinoa, which is also a whole protein, brown rice, farro, anything like that. So you have that and you put it with any kind of leafy greens and a little bit of olive oil. Make yourself a little grain salad. You're good to go. You've got carb, fiber, protein, healthy fats. You'll be full for a long time and feeding yourself good things at the meantime.
Well, what if you want an actual full meal, okay, and you're out running around, you're in an airport, you're in a busy mall, and you're exhausted and tired, and you know, you have to stop and get some kind of meal. So is there a caloric total that you're looking at here that's very important to be able to,
Less than 500 calories is usually where I would put it. And then everyone, especially at these chains, they're required to put up the nutrition facts. So pay attention, really look, learn menu descriptions, stay away from fried, battered, breaded, crispy, creamy, any of the B's, let's say, stay away from those, and look to find things that are sautéed or grilled, and make sure that you can get some fruits and vegetables in there.
Well, you mentioned the B's.
Don't drink your calories.
Well, yeah, that's another piece of it. Someone once mentioned, you said the B's, so say those B's again.
Battered, breaded are the two big ones. You can also say the C's, crispy and creamy. Stay away from those, too.
Well, I've got another one for you, too, that one of my patients shared with me a long, long time ago, and that is another C is circular. If it's circular, it's looking a little funky. Like, what's circular? Donuts? Cookies?
That's
your
a
pizza?
Good one, too. That's
no,
a good
think
one
about
too.
That. You know what I mean? I mean, they always come in these little circles, and it's like, uh-oh, rot-row, we're in trouble now. And so we got B's and C's. I bet we can go right down the alphabet and make this thing work. So, you know, what you're really saying is it really is possible. So we're going to do a share now. I'm going to share what I do on the run, because we're both supposed to be experts and gurus out here in you know, healthy cuisine land. So now you're going to have to share what you do. So I'll start up first. So I just came back from a one-day gig in New York, in and out, trained at In and Out. And what I love to carry with me, for instance, are walnuts, chopped walnuts, and or walnut halves. And I can always score yogurt anywhere. That's an easy thing usually to find. And so I'll just put the walnuts in there, and guess what? I'm pretty home, right? I carry almonds, because almonds, you know, in my 2-ounce Ziplocs are great portion control, and they'll give me protein as well as a healthy fat, which really helps me, you know, sort of stay satisfied in between crazy meals and back and forth. I'll also throw in dried cherries, because I don't need a whole lot of them, but sometimes I want a little sweetness. At the same time, dried cherries have been proven to have lots of great little antioxidants, as well as healthy amount of glucose, and they actually help to replenish some of my muscles as they're running around in terms of performance and muscle recovery. Okay, quickly, what are yours?
I have little nut butter packets, almond and peanut butter packets, that I carry around, usually with apples or dried apples and clementines. And then sometimes I'll throw trail mix in there as well. And then I always buy hummus and yogurt when I'm out and about. But I walk around with clementines all the time.
You know, you love the nut butter, so do I. I just go to a container store and I just put some of those in there.
Yep.
I just get a big jar. And please get the full-on nut butter. Don't get the low-fat stuff. You want to have the full-on, because it has absolutely healthy ingredients in it, and they'll keep you satisfied all the way around. You know, this has been wonderful. Yes, there is hope. There are healthy fast foods, and that's what we've just said. Once again, we've had our wonderful Chef Abby Gelman, our go-to person, chef, culinary nutritionist. Her website is Culinary Nutrition Cuisine. She is also the chief culinary nutritionist with Elements Behavioral Health. And you know, I'm a senior science advisor there, so I get to work with Abby all day long, don't we? Yay! And if you have any other questions about this, you know where to go. There's the website, culinarynutritioncuisine.com. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson. Listen to her radio on Radio MD and all the great shows on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. And stay well.